like that.
Well, strong headed.
Something like that. What about pig headed? Ever heard that one right here?
I don't believe so.
Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you'd say, well, he's funny.
Easy to lose his temper. Easy to get mad. You
ever call that kind of person maybe touchy or something like that?
Yes.
You might say, well, I was just kidding. I don't know why he'd get so.
Why he got mad.
What are some other words that you use off of man sometimes?
Angry.
Let's see. Somebody's about to lose his temper, you know, it's getting off his temper. You might say just, well.
Just calm down.
If you've been working very hard, just came in, just, or you might say, you were very.
Exhausted.
Anything else you might use?
Tired.
Yeah. Say if you were even tired of that, is there anything you'd use? Or say you just couldn't move?
I'm just beat, I guess. I never did use that term, but I hear.
Let's see. Yeah, you might say, I'm completely
worn out, worn to a frazzle.
Those kind of things, yeah. If a person has been quite well, and you suddenly hear that they have some disease, you'd say, well, it seems that last night she
was just fine.
But she suddenly
became ill.
Anything else you might?
Sick.
You might say, but she'll be, let's see, but she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
If a person maybe sat in a breeze or something like that, got overheated and chilled, his eyes might become, watery, and his nose start running. You say that, well, it looks like he
coming down with a cold. Coming down with something.
And if it affected his voice, you'd say,
hoarse.
You might have
a cough.
And sometimes you may be sitting right here at night, just can't hold your eyes open. So, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy.
You say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
awake.
Or you might say, well, it's getting that time for my husband to go to work. He's still sleeping. Better go
fix breakfast.
Yeah, well, what you gotta do? He's still sleeping, so you gotta
wake him.
Yeah. Say if medicine's still by the patient's bedside, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the patient might answer, well, I some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
Yeah, and I'll some more later.
I will take some later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you might say, well, that person is just
deaf, hard of hearing.
And deaf and hard of hearing, though, they mean different things.
They're the same.
About the same thing. So you've been working hard, you take your wet shirt off and say, look how I'm
perspired, I'm sweating.
A discharging, sometimes you have a sore. What do you call it? Discharging sore there. Call that maybe.
Pus.
Yep, any name for the sore set.
Well, it'd be a ball, a rising.
Any difference between, say, a boil and a rising?
I kind of think they are, but I just don't know what they would be. A rising seems to me is a much larger
thing. Yeah, a bee stings you might say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swell.
Mm-hmm. I would say, don't touch it, it's still pretty badly
swollen. Mm-hmm.